Good morning, Savina. Are you there?
Morena, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Now, the reason we've got you on the line, Savina here representing Big Fan, there's something which is underway. People have got until tomorrow to apply for this. It's called Soul Residency. It's a new international opportunity which has been launched by Big Fan in partnership with Asia New Zealand Foundation and CJ Cultural Foundation. It's an initiative which will send one Aotearoa-based band or artist who perform with a band to Seoul for a week of recording. That's Seoul in South Korea, for a week of recording, performing, and industry connection. Tell us about this little opportunity. People have got, this is kind of a last minute push, but people have got until tomorrow morning to get their entries in. What inspired this collaboration between Big Fan and the Asia New Zealand Foundation and the CJ Cultural Foundation?
Yeah, sure. I mean, really, I guess the music that's being made out of New Zealand is, you know, world standard. But we really, you know, do need to go globally to find, you know, and reach more audiences. So exploring new countries and territories around the world is always an exciting one. Mm-hmm. And I have to give props to Craig and Asia New Zealand Foundation, who, when we first connected, he had this awesome idea about doing something like this. And early this year connected us with CJ Cultural Foundation. And one of their representatives happened to be coming to Auckland over that sort of next month. And so we connected with her. And from there, it sort of really came together pretty quickly. So CJ, I feel like they're sort of like Big Fan, but in Seoul. They also have a venue, and they also have a recording studio, and they also have a community hub. So it's very sort of similar to what we're doing here at Big Fan. We have shared the same kaupapa, the same values, and I think it sort of came together pretty easily from there with the support of Asia New Zealand Foundation. So, I mean, it's a really exciting opportunity for a band from here to kind of have that cultural experience, as well as explore a whole new market there. I mean, Seoul alone has 10 million people in the city, so there's a lot of potential, you know, people that you can reach out to. So yeah, really awesome opportunity.
So the prize that is up for grabs is flights, obviously, for a band over to Seoul, accommodation, studio time, and also a couple of live performances in the venue?
Yeah, so they get a paid show at their venue with a local headliner. So you'll have people there coming to see you. And we're also working behind the scenes on some really exciting opportunities. And I think that will really come together once the band is selected, depending on, I guess, kind of their genre and, yeah, the opportunities that we can line up. But basically, most of the costs that you need to travel is covered, including, you know, a visa, travel insurance, and then there's even some per diems towards, you know, food and transport and entertainment. So really, we really think that the band will have a really great time over there making those connections for music as well, but they'll also have a really awesome time exploring Seoul and what everything that the city has to offer.
Can you explain a bit about the selection process for applicants, and what are you looking for in the ideal candidate?
Yeah, so CJ have quite a sort of a specific sound of band that they would like. That's because the kind of bands that they're currently working with are in that realm. So they're thinking that would be the best pairing. So we're looking for sort of genres like indie pop, rock, alt pop, dream pop, folk, lo-fi. Those are sort of the examples. And if you go to our website, bigfan.co.nz, we've also got some Spotify playlists that they've given us for reference to their kind of indie scene and what they're sort of looking for. But I mean, when they sent us that, I got so excited because I could immediately think of a heap of Kiwi bands that, you know, fit that criteria. So
yes, yeah. It does feel like quite a sound that I would associate with South Korea, that sort of lo-fi, dream poppy indie rock sort of territory.
Mm. And I think I also like, it's an interesting one because I think people think Korean music and they obviously immediately think of K-pop. But, you know, CJ work with artists who write their own music. And so really it's a very sort of similar scene to what we've got here, which makes sense in a city of 10 million people. There's lots of pockets
of genres. Music, now, for sure. Just could you give us a little bit more background on what kind of support will the artists receive in terms of studio time and collaboration opportunities during their residency?
Yeah, so that's really with our host organisation, CJ, but you will get some studio time and their recording studios upstairs. They will help pair you up with some Korean creatives for engineering, potentially other bands for collaboration. With the show, that'll also be with the local, you know, Korean headliner as well. We're also talking to a few other companies about making some further opportunities happen. It really comes down to who the band is and how we can sort of add that value. But they'll also provide some local support on the ground and take them around to meetings with potentially labels over there. A lot of industry sort of support on the ground.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Savannah, people don't have too long to enter. Applications close in about 24 hours tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So where do people go to submit an application?
Yeah, sure. So just head to bigfan.co.nz and there's a link right on the homepage for Seoul Residencies. Click on that. And it's a really easy and quick application process. We don't really ask for a lot of information. It's really some info about your band, why you like to come along to Seoul, and then just some links to your music pages, Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, etc., and some contact information, and that's really it. So we're really looking for that kind of the right sound of the band, and it's all going to sort of build from there. So, yeah, 10 a.m. tomorrow closes. We've had an amazing amount of interest, which makes a lot of sense, but, yeah, we would love to make sure that everyone knows about this.
Awesome. I mean, it's a trip of a lifetime. It'll be a trip of a lifetime for someone. So
it's so cool. Yeah. It's so cool. Awesome. And I think a lot of people don't really know about Seoul yet, so I think it's going to open a lot of people's eyes and ears to a really awesome music scene that's happening over there. So, yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Savannah from Big Fan, thank you so much. Everyone out there listening, the Seoul Residency applications close. They're open, but they close tomorrow at 10 a.m. So if you're in a band and you think you're kind of in the dream pop, alt pop, indie rock adjacent, shoegazy type of a zone, this is a competition for you. Win a trip to Seoul, a bunch of studio time, and you can even get a couple of shows under your belt and some industry connections. Savannah from Big Fan, once again, where can people go to enter?
Bigfan.co.nz.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, mate.
Thank you so much, Johnny.
No problem. Take care. Bye. BFO.